T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. This is annually a day when we caution people who are traveling to bring a lot of patience, and that is still true. But 1010 Winds reporter Eileen LaPalmer is at LaGuardia Airport seeing something unexpected.
It's an unusual sight for sure. Mostly smiles at LaGuardia Airport Sunday afternoon as people made the return trek home from a Thanksgiving weekend.
It was good. Yeah, no delays, no trouble.
It was actually pretty quick, surprisingly so.
Nina, who flew in from Midway Airport, has her theories about what's going on.
So I'm a manager. My guess is because lots of people worked remote during the week and traveled earlier or later than usual.
And Jackie says the only trouble she had was getting to the airport in Denver.
The traffic was really bad.
Eileen LaPalmer, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia Airport.
For the story on the roads, 1010 Winds reporter Darius Radzius is where else? On the New Jersey Turnpike.
It's been a smooth ride so far for Juan Ramos driving from D.C. back home to Boston.
Figured it'd be worse, but it's not too bad.
But he still has another 4 hours to go. Traffic hasn't been too hard, says Maria Pulos from Bayside, Queens. But still, she says it hasn't been an easy ride.
It's horrible.
Why?
With two kids.
Two kids?
Yes.
Winfred Rembert is just starting out with a long road ahead of him to Georgia. But he says he's ready for whatever's ahead of him.
Prepared by getting coffee and going to the bathroom before you get on the road.
Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Vince Lombardi service area.
An absolutely horrific story out of the Bronx. A 3-year-old boy and an 11-month-old boy were found stabbed to death in a family shelter in the Mount Hope section last night. Police say the boys were found with multiple stab wounds to the neck and torso. The scene went as such. Police arrived last night and found the mother inside the apartment acting irrationally. She was taken into custody, then to the hospital for evaluation. Less than an hour later, they got a second 911 call with the report of the two unresponsive children. Attempts to revive the children were unsuccessful. This is Bronx Deputy Chief of Patrol Louis DeSegli.
I don't think that's something you can ever get used to. We all process in our own ways. The police officers responded. I think they did a great job. And, it's something that, that they're going to have to live with and think about probably for the rest of their lives.
This neighbor spoke to PIX 11 News.
I heard the father screaming in the hallway, screaming, help me, help me. And that's when he brought the two boys out. They was lifeless. There was blood all over them. They were already gone when I came in the hallway.
So far, no official word of any charges filed. This Tuesday is Giving Tuesday, when we are encouraged to donate to the causes and charities that are dear to us. Need some advice on how best to give? Michael Thatcher is president and CEO of Charity Navigator.
Think about your giving strategy. Think about the things you care about, right? Because there's causes that we care about. They tend to grab us by the heart. Then go out and do a little bit of work. Do some research. Find a platform like CharityNavigator.org that can help you refine what you're looking, the change you're looking to make in the world. And then take action.
This is year 10 of Giving Tuesday. There is sadness in the New York comedy world today with the death of stand-up comic Freddie Roman. His daughter says Roman suffered a heart attack in Florida. He had a long career in comedy. Freddie Roman was best known as a comedian in the Borscht Belt, playing the Catskill Mountain hotels like the Concord, Grossinger's, the Neville. He served as dean of the Friars Club for many years, taking part in many of the Friars Club roasts. He told me in a 2006 interview for New York One that he first got a chance to MC shows at the Crystal Spring Hotel in the Catskills at the age of 15 because his uncle and grandfather owned the place.
So here was this precocious little chubby 15-year-old kid, and I became the MC of a hotel in the mountains, and I would introduce the acts, we'd play games with the guests. And it worked. It was a great experience.
He, a few years later, had a young family, so he had to give up comedy to work in his father's shoe store to make a living and then sold insurance. And he said he hated it, but he eventually returned to his passion, stand-up comedy. Freddie Roman was 85.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.